Elevated fire risk on the Kenai Peninsula has Division of Forestry officials concerned about warming or campfires there this weekend. As Alaskans and visitors make their way to the popular recreation area for a long weekend of camping, Division of Forestry Fire Prevention Officer Paul Pellegrini says one of the things campers need to be mindful of is the wind.
And if it's windy, then you may have to choose not to have a campfire and maybe use a camp stove. That would really help us out just to be able to decide not to have a campfire if conditions seem that it would be a problem for you. And if you do choose to have a campfire, if you could keep it 15 feet from vegetation, you know, something unburnable around your campfire area. And also, if you could control the diameter of your campfire and think of it as something you can cook on rather than so large that you're way far away from it, then smaller is way better for us and you, because the chances of that fire getting away is a lot less.
There is a peninsula-wide ban on open burning right now because the risk of wildfire is so high.
We're on the cusp of high to extreme in fire danger because it's dry and often windy, and we're predicting the same dry windiness throughout the weekend. We don't currently have any fires. We've been very busy with small fires. We've caught all of them before they got out of our initial attack ability. We've had 33 fires so far this season.
Pellegrini says even though there is a ban on burning lawn debris or trash barrels, you can still have a warming or cooking fire.
But every time you choose to have a fire, every time you light a match, you've taken responsibility of the end result of that fire. So you really need to stay with it, attend that fire, put it out when you leave. You got to stir and mix it, feel the ashes, and make sure they're cold. Because if that fire perks up, it was your fire.
Pellegrini says having a rock border around your campfire can help keep it contained as wood gets piled on later in the evening. He says a shovel and a pail of water are also important to have at the ready.